Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord. And we'd say, oh, that my Savior were your Savior too. Your speaker, John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And we're going to pursue a little further the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians. Now, we pointed out in our last message to you the difference between Israel's blessings and the blessings that are ours, who have been reached and saved by the salvation of our God, those who are members of the body of Christ. Now, in the Old Testament, Israel's blessings were earthly, and consequently, they were limited. In contrast to this, our blessings, as those who have been redeemed and are in the family of God, our blessings are heavenly in character and without bounds. And we shall see that as we proceed from chapter to chapter. However, I'd like to point out one thing that we did not notice in our last message to you, that Joshua, who is a picture or a type of our Lord Jesus Christ, replaces Moses, God's servant, that devoted, humble servant of the God of heaven. Now, the reason why Moses could not and did not lead the children of Israel into the land of their possession is because he is a type of the law. And if you were to turn to the epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, and you would there read, the opening verse says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And then further, we read, and this is what I want to notice, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. In other words, what the law could not do, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ is able to do. The law could not save a soul. The law could only bring before me my true state and leave me in a helpless plight. But what the law could not do, my Savior was and is able to do. Yes, thank God, he is a sufficient Savior, an able Savior. He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Now, if you don't mind, we're going to notice in the epistle to the Ephesians, and already we noticed in verse 3 of chapter 1 that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. Now, I'm going to point out, if I may, what I would think of as blessing number 1. You know, we sometimes say, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. But you know, it's sad to think of how many blessings are ours. And of course, I repeat, when I say blessings that are ours, we are thinking of those who belong to the Lord, those who are in his church, having been purchased by the precious blood of the Son of God. We mean those who are in the body of Christ, those who are heirs of God and joint heirs with our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, if there's any doubt in your mind today as to whether or not you are in his family, you belong to him, we would like to say that you may become his on the easiest possible terms. For instance, think of John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 11. We read there, he came unto his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God. And blessed be his name, that you may be amongst that group today. Yes, you may become amongst those who have received him. And if you haven't received him, receive him now, and you'll be in his family. Now, I shall point out that what we believe is blessing number 1, the one that heads the list, is found in chapter 1 and verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, I do not pretend to know how old this little planet is upon which we live. You can think of it and use any figure you like. It doesn't make any difference. You can agree with the scientists or you can disagree with them. I do not know how old this little world of ours is. But this I do know, that before the foundation of the world, the speaker was chosen in him. And so can any and all of you who have been reached and saved, you can say, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And of course, there was a purpose too in his having made a choice of us. And he goes on to say that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, more about that in our next broadcast, but if you haven't received Him, receive Him today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.